Owatonna High School freshman Logan Norrid has qualified for the state meet once again in swimming. And Logan, this time you're going in two events. That's very exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm going to be swimming the 100 fly and the 200 IM. I swam them both at sections and I did very well. I was second in the IM and first in the fly.
Now, you set a school record in each of the events. Are you surprised by that?
Well, I already had the record from last season in the IM and the fly, but in the fly, it was, like, not expected because it was already such a fast time, and I didn't think I would be able to break it because I haven't broken it in a really long time, so I was just, like, kind of really excited to break it again. And then the IM, it kind of came out of nowhere, the time. I'm shocked that I went that fast, so I don't know about next season breaking it, but like I'm very proud of myself for what I did in the IM and the fly.
Well, next season, how about this weekend? What are you thinking about at the Aquatic Center for these events?
I'm excited. I'm just going to go out there and have fun. I know a lot of my club friends are going to be there, so whenever I have those friends next to me, and my managers, Caitlin and Nora, they're going to be there to help me have fun. I swim a lot better when I have friends there. So I'm just really excited to see my friends and have fun.
You do a lot of swimming outside of the high school season. Yeah. Do you compete in things that at all compare to the state meet as far as size or going to other parts of the country? Do you do anything at all that's like the state swimming meet?
Yeah. So there's a state for a club, and I do that. There's two each year. So there's one in the winter in the March and one in summer in July. And I compete at those. And then there's Team Minnesota meets, zone meets. So that's most of the Midwest that go. So they're considered national meets. And then there's also, I went to Junior Nationals this year in Florida, and that was a ton of fun. And so that was a big meet. So I'm not too worried about the size of the meet. It's just the skill level of everyone going.
Because you're a freshman, and there's going to be older girls.
Yes.
And so is there any intimidation when it comes to the state meet, first of all?
No, not really. I'm not too intimidated by the girls. They might be 6'2", but honestly, they put in enough work and stuff. I put the same amount of work in, so I'm not too worried. They just might be a lot stronger than me, which is my only downfall, but other than that, I'm not too intimidated by them.
What do you remember about the experience last season? Because last season you swam the fly, the 100
yes.
fly at state. So what do you kind of remember about it and think back to last season?
Last season at the state meet, I did pretty good. I know I was a little stressed because I know there was a lot of girls there. They were really big and really fast, and I was just nervous because I'm an eighth grader going in against all these older kids. And so I used them to push me in my race, though, and it turned out to be for my benefit, and I did amazing there, and so I'm really excited to race those girls again.
Okay, and you feel better then about that aspect of it?
Yes.
Having been there before then, that'll help you, having been at the Minnesota State Meet?
Yes, it's a good experience, and I know from last year I was stressed about going into this, and this year I'm just like laid back and I care about how I do, but like I'm gonna go in and like act like I don't care, kind of, so then I'm relaxed, and I swim a lot better when I'm relaxed. So
can I ask what your goals are, or is that kind of hard to peg if you're gonna take that attitude?
My goal is, I have time cuts that I want to get,
okay.
And I want to go a 56, which is very fast in my fly, but I'm going to use those girls there to help me push myself mm-hmm. to go in the fly. And then my IM, honestly, if I beat my time, that will be crazy, and I'll be really excited. So, and I know last year I kept breaking my records and my own personal records each time I swam for prelims and then finals,
okay.
So I'm hoping that if I make finals and prelims I made, so
yeah, as, you've made that part already. Yeah.
So as long as I just like keep breaking my own personal records,
okay.
That I'm gonna be happy.
Okay, and Logan, you did have to overcome a little adversity this season.
Yes.
Apparently an injury kind of cut up your swimming season.
Yes.
Is that right?
I was out for almost 3 weeks I had a concussion. I ran into the wall doing backstroke. It was tough for me to overcome that. Sitting in a dark room for 3 weeks was tough. And like coming into practice, I came in the first day I found out I had a concussion, and like I had such a bad headache, but I started crying because I was just so sad I wasn't in the water.
Yeah,
and like seeing all the other girls in the water, it was just kind of heartbreaking because that's what I love. I love swimming. It's always been my passion, so it was kind of heartbreaking to watch that. So then when I was back in the water, I worked extra hard to get back to where I was. So
wow, it provided a lot of inspiration then.
Yes.
You wanted this and fantastic. Any other words then about this season and about heading into state this weekend?
I'm just really excited to be representing my school and go there, and I'm just really excited.
Well, Logan, it sounds like it, and I know you're going to do well. Whatever those placings are and times are, you're going to give it your all. We know that for sure. Well, congratulations and good
luck.
Thank
you so much.